Blog Talk Radio.
Defend me. Love, lifted me when nothing else could help. Love, lifted me. Oh, love, lifted me. Hallelujah! Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. I was thinking, even all from the peaceful shore, verily deeply came within, thinking to rise no more, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water he lifted me so safe am I. Oh, love lifted me. Oh, love, love lifted me. Did he lift you up one day when nothing else could help? Love lifted me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. We just want to give God thanks today. First, give an honor to God for another opportunity to be on Vlog Prayer Line today in place of Pastor and Co-Pastor White. And, oh, God, we ask you to pray with them. Even in the midst of these hurricanes that is going on, let's pray for the families and all that are in Florida that is going through this trying time. First, give an honor to my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osbury, the pastor and founder of Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. We want to thank God for her opportunity to give me a chance to do this in place of the servants of God. We ask you to thank God for those that are on the line on 5:30 p.m. We thank God today because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And just for a few minutes, I just want to read for you in Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, and reading from the 7th verse. So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice and do not hearken your heart as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing and in the desert. What is blocking your blessings today? What is blocking your growth today? Is blocking you today for getting the answers that you need to live in the blessings of God? I like to say to you, in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 11th verse says, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. And I'm reading from the New International Version Bible. Too many people, individuals, are struggling in life when they ought to be living holy in God's blessing. Some are always praying to God to give them this or that. But as the Bible has said, He already blessed you and you with all the spiritual blessings in heaven places in Christ Jesus. He already has did everything He needs to do about your salvation, your health, your prosperity, and finished your work before the foundation of the world. Now He wants you to enjoy all that belongs to you in Christ. He wants you to live in the blessings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no need to continue to struggle. We ought to cease from all struggle. Refuse the hard life, for you, which have believed, do enter into rest. All of us have some dirty laundry. All of us, you and I, that is on this line, has some dirty laundry. But aren't you glad that Jesus can cleanse us, straighten us, and cover us of all our wrongdoings and mistakes? We are born in sin, shaped in iniquity in our mother's womb, going places that we don't need to be at, hanging around individual that has stuff that is wrong for us to do and hang with. Stop right now, because Jesus knows all about our dirty laundry. I gave up my dirty laundry when I turned it over to Jesus to straighten the wrinkles with righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But I'm so glad that he looked beyond my faults and saw my need. Walk with God when your heart needs a company. Turn to God when you need someone to lean on. Take God's hand when you feel lost and lonely, when no one can be there. Remember, Jesus hears you all the time. He knows all about you, even in the midst of trying times. I'm so glad that Jesus knows all about me. Hallelujah. It is time to get right with God. It is time to have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is saying to you, I am going to repay you for the years the enemy has stolen, years you spent lonely, years you spent mistreated, talked about. You talked about. You talked to you any kind of a way. Folks talk to you any kind of a way. You are going to have plenty of joy and happiness, plenty of peace, plenty of opportunity to trust in God. God is releasing angels to protect you on this line, and your family in the name of Jesus. There is coming a day when every knee must bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God is opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing right now for you, and you. There is no storm that God won't carry you through. No bridge that God won't help you to cross. No battle that God won't help you to win. The answer you need will be revealed to you in God's timing. Keep praying. Keep trusting. And never give up. Live your life for your Lord. Laugh and enjoy yourself. Have fun. Loose yourself. Be free in the name of Jesus. Solomon asked for wisdom, and God added wealth. Abraham asked for a son, and God gave him a generation. May God give you more than you asked for in the name of Jesus. Gas has gone up. Food has gone up. Rent has gone up. Mortgage has gone up. Insurance have gone up. Medicine have gone up. But when you pray, go up, go up, go up, and know that the praises go up, that the blessings come down. Jesus is telling you today, where is your growth? In Jesus today, never lose hope in life. Just when you think you have reached the end of the road, God, my God will supply all of his needs, your needs, my needs, according to his riches and glory. You will be happy. You will be healed. You will grow. You will flourish into the person that you are designated to be. You, and you will have these, because you deserve it today on this line. God is real. He knows how much we can bear. He knows how much we can go through. But God is saying that his love will lift you up and turn you around. His love will help you to get on the right road. This is not all about someone else, but it's about God. Excuse me. It's about God. I'm praying for everyone on this prayer line. Only God can do the impossible. He can make a way when there seems to be no way. Today I pray to everyone that is on this line that God touch your illness, touch your home, your family, your finance, that it will grow abundantly. And I say to you that nothing is too hard for God. Now is for you to rise and wake up, to know that God is with you, even until the end. All the time that try men, soul, and woman. Sometimes we wonder if we ever that room but in his word I can only be true. Lord, if I take one step, he will take two. These are the times, hallelujah, that try you and you and men and women so. Sometimes we wonder if we ever reach that goal. Lord, Jesus, hallelujah. If I just take one step, he will take two. Lord, if I take, hallelujah, one step, he will take you. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to bring the word, oh God, to know that God is with us even in our midst of trouble, even in our midst of trying time. But Lord, you never leave us and never forsake us. And Lord, we just want to give you thanks and give you glory because you're worthy to the uttermost in our lives. And Lord, I thank you. Touch my chief apostle right now, Lord Jesus. You know all about her. Strengthen her, oh God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Lord, I test that whole family of the Osbury, oh God. Touch her home, Lord. Each individual, name by name. You know, Lord. Heal in the name of Jesus. Even when the midst of things is going on, Lord, that you is the one that can fix it. And Lord, I ask you to bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you to bless all my aunt, Aunt Joan, Aunt Phyllis, and all of them, Aunt Joyce, in the name of Jesus. Bless Charlie, his family, his wife, and all, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless my family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the saved and the unseen. Oh, God, I ask you to bless those that are down in Florida, the number two church, oh, God. Touch and bless them, Lord. Strengthen them with the things that they are going through, Lord, that you're able to help in the midst of the halls. And we thank you. Even during this hurricane, even during this flood, Lord, that is going on. But we know that you're able, God, to keep us from falling. Lord, you said that if we trust in you and never doubt you, Lord, that you will surely, bring us out. And oh, God, thank you for another opportunity to pray, to bring your word, Lord, on this prayer line. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. May God peace be with each one that is on this line from China, wherever they may be, to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen.